The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Yeah, welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I have no idea how many times you've reloaded your account this year. This has been bad.
Who could say? I mean, this is gambling, baby. Swings. There's highs, there's lows. A lot of lows recently, but that just means we're due.
Can I tell you about a low? I'll share a low with you. It comes from courtesy of last night's game. The Heat. I thought the Heat would close out. I didn't do anything crazy. It was, you know, just a hundo. Mm-hmm. Hundo on it in the background. They got housed by the Celtics.
We tried to tell you the Celtics have a little bit of a soul.
Hang on.
You know,
hang on.
A little bit of pride.
I was happy about it. I was happy about losing $100. You know why? I got one more game. I got one more extra game to bet on, to watch something. NBA Finals doesn't start for another, 3 months?
Yeah, let's have this go seven.
Yes, exactly. I'm not kidding. Have it go seven and then stretch right into that, or else we have nothing except for golf.
And then ultimate Boston heartbreak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like last second shot, Jimmy with the buzzer beater.
Underhand.
Send him to, it's underhand.
Underhand.
Some circus shot, like the Kawhi Leonard shot he hit against the Sixers a couple years ago.
Yeah, or just a granny free throw. An old school Rick Barry granny free throw would be a blast. But I'm hoping for it to go all seven, and that's the sickness of gambling. That's what it is. I don't have any dog in either of those teams. I don't give a shit.
It is the dog days of soon to be summer.
Well, we're getting close.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting close.
Going to be betting day baseball.
College football is about 90 days away here, so we're getting close to being back, and I'm all right with it. But let's chat about golf, shall we? Last week,
Brooks Koepka.
Is he taking the week off?
It's lit. I mean, he's got to go to the live event.
Oh my God, that's right.
He can take the week off.
He can't. He can't.
He's got to go to D.C.
I saw him.
They don't have a choice.
Gacked out of his mind at the Panthers game the other night. Rightfully so.
Right. Drinking out of the trophy.
Drinking out of the trophy.
He's got three of those now.
Doing rails to stay up for
three
the Panthers
PGA
game.
Championships.
Yeah. He deserves it. He deserves all the things. And I love Brooks, and it's a blast. I was unaware that there was a live event this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be playing in that. So he's obviously not in this. And who do we got here this week?
Colonial.
Yeah. Where's that at?
Fort Worth.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, back in Texas.
God damn it.
We get a lot of events.
That's why Scottie Scheffler's at 4-1 here on MyBookie.com.
Yeah. It's a tough course, too. And you don't necessarily have to be super long. Approach is usually the statistic that kind of shows who's going to win this. I won this 2 years ago with Kokrak.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have some fond memories of Colonial. It's the Charles Schwab Challenge.
You think you can repeat that?
I think I can. I think we're gonna get our first dub this week. Maybe. Who knows? Who cares, though, I guess?
I care. The audience cares.
My wallet cares. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, my bank account cares. But
we all care. Who you got here this week at Charles Schwab?
We're going with a guy who didn't necessarily play great last week, but it's a normal PGA Tour event.
Uh-huh.
He's been feasting on these the last couple of years. Max Homa.
Yep. Had him last week. He didn't do great.
No, but 22-1. I got him earlier at 30-1, but we'll honor what my bookie says right now, 22-1. I think that's great odds for a guy who should be able to, you know, compete in this tournament.
I agree. The other thing, too, is if you're wondering why these odds shot up, there was a shit ton of bets made. I saw when the odds were 30-1, and some of these other players were higher. And then by the time that I bet them, it had gone down drastically. So I think because of the lack of NBA and other things to bet on, everybody's kind of moved over to golf this weekend. But these odds dropped for every single player, not just Max Homa, by the way.
Next up, we're going to go Cam Davis. Had a hot Sunday. Actually kind of saved me this past week at the PGA because I had him in the top 20. I actually got odds on that right before the tournament. So that did save me a little bit. It hit like 8-1.
Okay.
Or whatever. So we're going Cam Davis to win, though. I think he's been playing some of the best golf of any Aussie out there other than Jason Day.
Uh-huh.
And he's 38-1. We're going Cam Davis, 38-1 to win. And then kind of a long shot, Eric Cole. An unknown kind of journeyman guy. He's been playing really good golf, low-key. 80-1 to win. And then we got two matchup plays. Jordan Spieth over Tony Finau, -120. And Colin Morikawa over Victor Hovland, +102.
All right. I like it. I like it. One of those guys is on my list. However, it's not a winner. Mm-hmm. Colin Morikawa.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Colin Morikawa to win. It was at 18-1. Not sure what it's down to. I bet these last night. Colin Morikawa is at 18-1. Another guy that's been playing really, really well, and I thought had a shot to win this on Sunday was Justin Rose. I know I picked him earlier in the year and he won.
He's won here before.
Yep. I'm going to go back to the well again at another course where he's also won, which is what I did earlier in the year. And I'm going to take Justin Rose. And then a guy that I can't quit. I should. I can't. Can't stop, won't stop. Tommy Fleetwood, 31-1 there.
Okay.
And I
never won an American Soil.
I know.
I know.
He's got to win sometime, right? Week. He's my Cam Young this year. I can't quit this guy, and he's going to cost me probably $2,000 worth in bets this year, just betting on this guy alone.
Oh, yeah.
And then first round leader, who I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on it to win the whole thing, just because he's been playing well, and he's always in the top 20 of most of these tournaments. But my first round leader is Sepp Straka. Sepp Straka in these beats.
Okay.
I'm going to take him as my first round leader, and also as a flyer, because there's nothing going on this weekend, he's also at 85-1 to win. So, you know, I'll sprinkle a little bit just to have a...
Don't love that pick.
Yeah.
He was able to compete last week because he could just mash.
Mm-hmm.
He's not necessarily the best iron player, but we'll see. He's very hit or miss.
Yeah. It seems like he's always up there, though. And most of my picks...
When it's a course where you can just kind of drive and find your ball.
Yeah. Most of my picks, I'm going off of what I've seen over the last few weeks. It's usually not a guy that's out of the dark.
See, I'm surprised it's not like one of your little guys that you're fond of. Your Denny McCarthy's or your Brian Harmon's.
Yep. So Denny hasn't done shit for me.
Kevin Kisner's won here before. He's like 400-1 this week.
Yeah.
He's been playing really bad golf, but if there's ever a spot to pick Kevin Kisner, I guess, be Colonial.
But I'm going off of guys that I've watched over the past few weeks, and like Danny McCarthy's been dog shit. He hasn't really been there.
Top 20s, top 30s. Obviously, he's not winning tournaments. But
yeah, but I want to see a top 10 out of one of these guys, where Justin Rose just came off another one, and he looked pretty goddamn good. I mean, you know, he was one of those guys that hit that bad weather on Saturday, and actually played well through it. But obviously, he plays overseas a lot, so I expected that. But I didn't pick him at all in this tournament. But that's a guy I'll keep my eye on for the British Open for sure. And the rest of these guys, Morikawa's been up there. Sepp Straka in these beats, dude. I got him first round leader. Tommy Fleetwood I've picked for, I don't know, how many times now at this point? 3-4 this year?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot. He's got
to
win.
He doesn't
One of
have
these,
to.
He's got to fucking win.
He's never won here.
No.
So I'll just go through my picks again.
Yeah.
Max Homa, 22-1. Cam Davis, 38-1. Eric Cole, 80-1. And then Jordan Spieth over Tony Finau, -120 in a matchup for the tournament. Colin Morikawa over Victor Hovland at +102.
Yeah. Got some fun news for you, Hollywood-wise. Netflix has been filming a new season of Full Swing. One of their biggest storylines is going to be your boy Block.
The blockheads, dude. Yeah.
The blockheads. Us blockheads. Brother. I guess cameras were on him the entire time.
Oh, can I add another bet?
Good.
Michael Block to miss the cut.
Really? Well, he's been partying all week. He's done every interview there is.
If you can get odds on that, it's probably minus money. But
I saw him on Good Morning America, too, like the day after. Oh, like, he's got to be exhausted.
He's getting every drop out of this.
He should.
Yeah.
Let's look. Because if that's in here, That would be a fun one. I mean, he's going to be one of those players, though, who's riding off of adrenaline.
Right.
And everybody's going to be stoked to see him.
I mean, he literally just lived out the best weekend of his life, knew he was in that moment and delivered. So, like, props to him.
Yeah, props like
very,
to him.
Very rarely
sure.
do you get to see a man live out the peak of his life.
You're going to get to see it on Netflix, and that's going to be awesome. The storylines of that are going to be amazing. I'm super fucking stoked for these guys.
I'm waiting for them to come out with like the you know, they're going to sully his name at some point, right? At a certain point, we kind of get sick of somebody who's on the rise, so we try to tear him down a bit.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll find out something he did 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Oh, it'll be awful and horrendous, yeah. You know? Beat up, you know, a manager on his kid's little league team or something like that. Punched out an umpire. Something's going to be exposed about the guy, but right now it's a fun story until
right.
I tear him down.
Right, right.
Yeah. Because you know they're digging right now.
Oh, I'm on the case.
I don't want to see him go down.
No, I don't either. He seems like a perfectly fine guy.
I enjoy the story. I'm a big fan of Full Swing, too.
And it was a fun story, but like you said on Monday Morning Recap where like your neighbors are crying and shit, like, come on.
You were too, though.
No.
Come on. When he hit the hole in one.
That seemed fake.
It wasn't.
I
mean,
even
it's
saw,
real.
So Homa approached Block this week. There's a video of him talking to Michael Block as he's going to Colonial. And it's just like, there. When I first saw that on TV, I was like, there's no way that happened. That was fake. Like, right? Like, it's like
are
a
you
false
saying,
flag.
Are you calling Michael Block's hole-in-one a faking of like the moon landing? Like,
yeah, it's a false flag to distract us from Brooks Koepka, a LIV golfer winning a PGA championship.
Oh, God. I hope so at this point. Look, if we're all being lied to on a daily basis,
I'd rather
believe
be like
be
feel good stories.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. At least it's not something negative. Shit. I'm in for that. Way to go, Michael Block. I'll be watching opening night of Netflix, buddy. I'm
excited. You know, I'm excited to see how he just shoots like 20 over this week.
I wonder what his odds are for the first round.
Probably for the first round.
Yeah. First round leader.
I don't even know if you can get him.
You can. My bookie's got everything on this goddamn site. Let's see here.
200-1, 300-1.
Oh, boy. 420-1 for Michael Block to be the first round leader on here.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious and amazing at the same time. Do we do it just to do it here?
No,
at this point?
I mean, if you think the best round he could probably have at Colonial first round is even par, that's not going to be a first round leader.
No, it's not.
If we can get odds on him shooting even par, maybe
okay,
maybe I could take that. But
I mean, there's people on here that I've never even heard of. Austin Smotherman.
Oh, the Smotherman.
Do you know that guy?
Yeah.
So he's a 340-1. At least I know Michael Block. I don't know Austin Smotherman. And then Cole Hammer.
Yeah, the Ham Man.
You know him? Okay, I was going to say, he's at 480-1.
Cole Hammer hits the shit out of the ball.
All right.
Like, a very appropriate name, but yeah, he's not a good approach player.
Cody Gribble?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Harrison Endicott? These are powerful names.
That dude's an Aussie.
List. Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so if you're looking for some weird value plays, or you're just bored because not a lot is going on in sports right
just
now.
Just go Cam Davis.
Yeah, do that. And
go
then,
with Max Homa.
I'm going to put money on the Rowdies on Saturday nights. We will be there 7:30 p.m. kickoff there. And I'm also going to put money on the Rays for Friday night's game against the Doyers and Sunday as well. We'll throw in those two bonus picks because we'll be there.
Okay. No UFC, so no AI pick.
No UFC this week?
No.
No shit. All right.
It's a holiday weekend.
They don't do it on holidays?
I guess Dana respects the troops.
There you go. There you go, dude. Speaking of the troops, D'Anthony Holloway will be live on television and I think inside the stadium as well on Sunday for the 11:30 game on Fox. Rays versus the Dodgers. He is the veteran of the game, and they're doing something with Hard AF Seltzer. So tune in, kids, or join us at the ballpark. We're in section 110. We're in section 110 down there. Delka, one more time with those picks on the way out here.
Homa, Cam Davis, Eric Cole. Those are your three winner plays. Then Jordan Spieth to beat Tony Finau and Colin Morikawa to beat Victor Hovland.
Perfect. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.